This is WSDW. And it's your morning team show. Online, it's WSDW.com. On air, it's 100.5 and 790. And thanks to Alexa and Siri for finding WSDW as well. You that make up the morning team along with Dave and Pat and Charlie. Just three regular guys with regular lives. We like to emphasize that. We're nothing special just because we sit here and talk on the radio. We are just like you. You are like us. We all have some of the same experiences together. Maybe the experience is not specifically the same, but the experiences of life happen. And yes, we have a member of the morning team who's having experiencing now with something that sounds like a soap opera storyline. Maybe a sitcom. Maybe a combination of both. As Pat Johnston chuckles, because the storyline's about you and Dr. Heather in your humble residence in Alma. A story that started to play out last July, Pat Johnston.
Yes, it did. First of all, I was expecting Victor to walk through the door there when you're playing the Young and the Restless. This soap opera is the tale of the missing kitchen appliances.
Yeah, we need a title for it. All you wanted was some appliances.
That's all we wanted last July. My wife and I, we went online and purchased a new oven, a wall oven, and a new dishwasher, and a new refrigerator. Now, we had read up that due to the pandemic that there would be delays. All right, we're okay with that, and we'd have to wait a couple months. So again, we ordered these appliances in July of 2020. So as Charlie can attest to, I told him last October, I said, listen, I have to take a Friday off because we're scheduled to get our appliances on that day. I never heard from this store, but they still had it online saying things would be delivered. Well, then all of a sudden, on that Friday in October, we received an email saying, oh, it's been pushed back to November. Okay. Again, I told Charlie, listen, I'm not going to be able to be here this day, so I have to take it off. We're getting our appliances finally, right? And I was so happy, right, that this is going to be it. Did not happen. Once again, we get an email saying, oh, sorry, it's now being delayed until December. All right, by this point, we weren't really trusting it whatsoever. So December comes by, we're getting close to that date, and once again, we get an email saying, it's now being pushed back to, now here's the funny part, January 1st. Really?
New Year's Day.
Oh, and by the way, it's not even the refrigerator. We've pushed that back way back now. And now we're just getting the oven and the dishwasher.
And back then you didn't get the oven in time for all that holiday cooking.
That's right. Yeah, we couldn't even do that. No, right. We had to borrow our neighbor's oven once in a while if we really wanted to do some cooking, some baking.
But who provides something on New Year's Day? It's a holiday.
It's a holiday, right? Yeah, we didn't even think that was possible. We laughed it off. We told our parents. We said, isn't that funny? The store says they're going to deliver our stuff on the 1st. 8 a.m., I get a phone call. Mr. Johnston, we are in St. Louis. We're right around the corner. We should be there in 15 minutes. What? Okay, fine. So I get up, and we had some snow that morning, so I got up, and I did some quick shoveling. And there's nothing like shoveling when you just wake up. So, of course, you know, your muscles are messed up for the rest of the day, whatever. All right.
Then again,
so
this is New Year's Day.
This is New Year's morning.
Were you up late?
Later than normal. Yeah, yeah, right.
So, all right.
And, you know, I quickly cleaned the kitchen up, moved things around, get the dog cages out of the way, so that way they would have room to move everything in. All right, so here comes the truck, and I felt sorry for my neighbors because at 8:30, all they could hear was beep, 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 beep. On New Year's, again, New Year's morning, 8:30 a.m. Guys come out, and I greet them and bring them inside to show them how they're going to bring everything in. And I'll give I felt sorry for the young man because he looked around and he said, and I could tell he had bad news, and I didn't know what he was going to tell me. He said, sir, I'm sorry, we don't uninstall. Nor do we install. We just deliver.
Oh.
And I said, excuse me? What? What did you just say? And he said, Well, you're not the first one that this has happened to. I said, if I'm not the first one, how come nobody's telling customers about this? I know. I'm so sorry. I refused, though, to get mad at him. He was just. I don't think he wanted to be there New Year's morning at 8:30 in the morning either. So I just told him, well, we've waited this long. Take it away, and we'll reschedule for another day. Apparently, what you have to do is you have to have a third party disconnect the wiring and the plumbing and all that stuff. My wife went online. She looked it up, and she said, okay, apparently I'm finding that there was a law passed in Michigan in 2017 that you have to have a third party disconnect things.
Really?
Yes. Hmm. Now, I have some neighbors down the road from us, some friends down the road, and they said, why don't you just call us? We would have disconnected everything for you.
Everyone's got a friend that can do that.
Right, yeah, they do, right.
Or call Ernie.
We could have done that. Oh, but anyway, we have a good friend who's a property manager, and she has a few handymen. So somebody decided that they would. That one of these handymen said that they would come by, disconnect everything tonight. We are scheduled to finally get
that truck to show up.
Yes, yes. In fact, I even made the appointment. That was the thing. I made the appointment. Uh-huh. I talked to a human being. And so we will be getting, finally, our oven and our dishwasher. Dishwasher still worked. It was just old. So we had an ability to clean things, but we could not bake. The only way we could really cook was, well, here's what our oven could do. It could not bake above 320 because it was electronic paneling, so you couldn't get anything above 320. That was nice. But you could broil and you could self-clean. We were so pleased that we could self-clean the oven. You couldn't bake. So we at least could, we could grill, and we, of course, had the stove. But other than that, we're going to be happy that we finally get this oven and this dishwasher. And I've got to believe that there are many people out there who have ordered appliances and have been going through similar experiences, or at least you've had to wait a long time to get those appliances.
As we said, perhaps the story is a little different, but the situational aspect sometimes can be the same.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there could finally be a culmination from something that started back in July of 2020.
I did not know about this.
No, I'm clueless.
When we had our last refrigerator installed, the guys came, they took the old one away, and then they installed the new fridge. But I don't know. This business, they don't do it anymore. You have to have a third party come in and disconnect everything. Somebody who is licensed.
I wonder if this has to do with a particular store that you
could be
utilize. Some stores have their own people that do those kinds of things.
That could be.
Maybe that's I don't know.
That could be right. But like I said, my wife, she found some kind of law that said you have to have a licensed person to do that kind of work.
I said again, but here now, you're still the refrigerator.
The refrigerator, though, they're telling us sometime in March, so we're expecting
March.
That sometime in July.
March!
Right? Yeah, March.
We thought the pandemic was going along your kitchen appliance stories going on.
Oh, it's been such a headache, but at the same time, you know, we at first were mad on New Year's morning, but then after time went on that day, we just laughed it off and said, you know what?
Were you dealing with a local appliance store or some distant big box store?
A big box store.
Oh.
A big box store that is, well, I'd say it's, there's, I think they have a store in Saginaw. They've got one in Midland as well. And so that's how they were delivering it from those stores.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is why I did not. I refused to get mad at the guys who were delivering.
Understood.
It's not their fault.
Right. Really, yeah.
So that's everybody, just make sure you check the fine print. Ask every question you have to ask. All right, just that's my. And if you want something ordered by next year, order it now.
Yeah, there's the ultimate advice right there. Oh my goodness.
But yeah, that is, and I think everybody has read up on those stories that due to the pandemic, if you are getting some big appliances, it's taking longer than normal.
Well, from July to October to November to December,
right,
to
New Year's Day
to March. Quite patient, Dr. Heather and Pat Johnston are.
We will celebrate tomorrow. but we are...
Which, by the way, this is why Pat will be working from his home tomorrow.
Correct. That is correct.
In anticipation of the delivery.
The delivery.
And installation.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And immediate use, I would probably
say.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
I hope you have the menu planned already.
We do.
You're going to bake in your oven. At least some cookies or something.
We at least have cinnamon rolls. That's how we will celebrate. Those are that's going to be our first.
Yes.
Well... Congratulations.
Thank you.
I hope
Wait. Don't congratulate me yet. We don't know. Anything can happen.
Right.
Monday morning, we will ask you.